Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's something you'd like to talk about, give us a call right now. Something you'd like us to discuss, 844-322-2742 is the number, both in the U.S. and in Canada. Lines are wide open right now at 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Tomorrow's a special day for American citizens as we celebrate our independence as a nation. And every time I come to this holiday, I always think about the freedom that we have in Christ. There's freedoms that we experience as humans here on planet Earth. Some have more freedoms than others, but those are all in jeopardy of being taken away.
Yes.
But not our freedom in Christ. Once we have been set free by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, we are free indeed. And
yes,
it's that freedom can be experienced anywhere, any place, under any political environment. This freedom that we have in Christ is eternal. It's something that is a gift of God that comes to us from heaven itself. We've had so many prisoners, for example, write to us and say, once they've heard the good news of Jesus Christ and experienced that freedom, they're more free in jail than they've ever been. And that's just the reality. So what is this freedom that we have in Jesus Christ? I think Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 3 really, I think, spells it out in the greatest of detail. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you're in Christ Jesus, it says there's now no condemnation for you. You were once under condemnation. That was the law of sin and death. Jesus said that, you know, because you have not believed, you stand condemned. That's the condemnation we all come into this world under. But once we come to Christ, that condemnation is lifted. And here's why. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Yeah.
So we have been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Here's how I described it in my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Jesus Christ delivered you out of darkness. He set you free by unlocking the chains of sin and death that held you captive. And he didn't leave you to figure out this newfound freedom on your own. He came to live inside of you. And your hope of living life to the full is anchored to his power and presence in you. Now, this hope trumps fear, and it silences all those contrary voices, both the internal and external ones that say you can't handle freedom. Christ in you says, yes, you can.
Yes.
So we need to understand that we have been set free from the law of sin and death. You know, we have been released from, you know, the Ten Commandments and all of those sort of things. But there was this overarching,
yes,
universal law called the law of sin and death. We saw that in the garden. The soul that sins will surely die. If you eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, if you declare your independence from God, death is the consequence. The wages of sin is death. We're all under that. That's the condemnation that was stamped on us when we came out of the womb. But when we're born again into the family of God, we're released. Why? Because through that new birth, we die in Christ. So that death in Christ Jesus ends the laws, hold over us.
Yeah.
You know, it's only there as long as a person is alive. But once a person dies in Christ, you've been released from the law. The law has no hold on you anymore. And the law doesn't speak to resurrection. We've been raised to walk in the newness of life. That's this Spirit of life that has set us free. So we are free, folks, and we have Christ, the resurrected one, living inside of us, and we can walk daily in this freedom. And like I said, it doesn't matter the political regime that we may be under. It doesn't matter the circumstances in our life. This freedom transcends everything in this world order. So let's celebrate the freedom that we have in Christ. Let's rejoice that Jesus Christ did something. He condemned sin in our sinful flesh so that we could experience new life in Him. Now, once you've tasted this freedom, once you've walked in this freedom, you never, ever want to go back. And one of the great encouragements, one of the great admonishments in the Word of God is by Paul in the book of Galatians, Christ set you free in order for you to experience freedom. Do not put yourself back under the yoke of slavery. Do not take a step back. Why? Because that's not why God sent Jesus on your behalf. That's not why you've been set free from this law of sin and death. This is good news, folks.
Oh, yeah.
This is just the most exciting news in the Word of God. Rejoice, 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 because you are free in Jesus.
Indeed. Thanks, Bob, for those wonderful thoughts. This is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. We'd love for you to come in and be a part of this edition at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Tomorrow on Basic Gospel, we have a special edition for you. Now, I realize most of you are going to be busy with family and friends doing the things we normally do as Americans on Independence Day, but we're going to visit again with Bart Millard of Mercy Me. Now, Bart has an incredible story of coming to understand the grace of God, and of course, his story has been amplified just recently in the remarkable success of the movie based on his life and the phenomenal success, of course, and acceptance of the song I Can Only Imagine. That's tomorrow on Basic Gospel, and if you can't join us at our usual airtime because you're barbecuing or swimming or whatever, well, you can find tomorrow's program with Bart in the radio archive, of course, at basicgospel.net. Don't miss it. Bart Millard of Mercy Me, tomorrow on Basic Gospel. You're going to be blessed out of your socks.
Yes, indeed. We enjoyed that conversation with him, and so glad to replay that for our audience tomorrow. And
with a little enhancement.
That's right. And he really went through a grace awakening. He was about to give up the ghost as far as his singing career was concerned. He was just burnt out. Read a couple of books, one by our friend Andrew Farley, on an airplane ride. He went up kind of a burned out person, and when he landed, he was free in Jesus. And boy, everything changed in his life from that moment forward. You can hear it in the lyrics that he is now writing. He is really writing songs that reflect who we are in Christ and this wonderful grace that we all live in because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus.
And he really can articulate the message just so beautifully. And it was really, I've listened to this interview several times, and it just renews my heart every time I hear it.
Well, we hope you, our listeners, are blessed by that tomorrow. Well, in the meantime, let's go to Plano, Texas, and talk to our friend Jeff, listening to us on The Word. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Happy Independence Day, one day early.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
How are you doing these days?
I'm doing very well, very well. It's good to speak with you again. And I have a question for you about whether it is possible for a Christian to be under demonic possession. And the specific question that I have is a depressed Christian who is having negative thoughts and an anxious Christian who is having negative thoughts. Is it possible that those are, in a sense, not his or her own thoughts, but that perhaps that type of thinking is a result of demonic oppression? Wanted to get your thinking on that and how to think about that biblically.
Well, Jeff, it's an excellent question. Yeah. And as far as demonic possession of a believer, that's an impossibility.
Right.
When Jesus comes to live inside of us, he cleanses us. And he comes in and sets up house and his house is not going to be divided. He's not going to share his house with a demon. So it's impossible for a Christian to be possessed by a demon. So I think the Word of God is really, really clear on that. Now, as far as demonic activity in this world, you know, Satan himself traffics in lies. So his band of demons, they all traffic in lies as well. And their goal is to try to deceive us. And so the world system is built upon deception. I mean, you even look at advertising. It's built on the premise of deception, isn't it? You know, trying to create these needs and saying, here's the great product for you and all of that. So that's what the demons traffic in, deception. And that deception, if we buy into it, can be oppressive to us. It can keep us from experiencing the abundant life that we have in Christ. It can make our experience one of bondage when indeed we're free in Jesus. So that's the oppressive nature of these lies and this error that Satan feeds us through the world system that we receive through our senses. And then we have our own flesh that joins the party and tries to pull us away as well. So oppression really comes from the suppression of truth. And that's what Satan and his band of demons are trying to do, to suppress the truth, to keep us from seeing the very love of God that's been given to us in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's excellent. Oppression comes from the suppression of truth, and maybe kind of getting it more into the terms of that you're using. If a Christian is having negative thoughts that are inconsistent with the truth of his or her identity, depressing thoughts, feelings of failure, feelings of anxiety, is that something that's always coming from the flesh, or is it possible that that's coming from demonic activity, or are you saying that demonic activity and its effect on the Christian is only indirect and through advertising and kind of the beliefs and thoughts that are promoted in the world system?
Well, I think the Word of God is pretty clear that our enemy is not flesh and blood.
Right.
That there are those spiritual forces of darkness that are against us. And so behind what we see in this world system, there are those spiritual forces of darkness, aren't there?
That's correct.
And we have to realize that. So, yes, demonic activity, all of that can, you know, we have an accuser, somebody that accuses us all the time. And that's just what he does. And the reason he does that is to steal, kill, and destroy, to steal our joy, to kill our relationships, to destroy anything that God is building and doing in our lives. So, we have to recognize that there is demonic activity out there, and the whole game plan of this demonic activity is to try to deceive us, to feed us error that we will buy into so that we will kind of not be walking in the truth at any given moment. So, yeah, I think you're spot on, Jeff.
Yeah, there's a both and to this, and it doesn't bear any analysis. When we get into trouble with our thinking, then we can no longer tell the difference between the emotions that we're ginning up on our own and the ones that some demon is trying to oppress us with lies. It doesn't matter where they come from. The answer is Jesus. And so when we get to talk to someone who is suffering from something like this, it doesn't really behoove us to try to figure out, well, is this a demonic oppression or is this just a mistake you made? The answer is still Jesus, because Jesus' job, according to Romans 12, is to renew our minds. And that's where the truth comes in. That's where the freedom comes back if we've lost it. And so it's never a salvation issue. It's a thinking and emotions issue. And those are both controlled by the Spirit with the truth of Jesus' love and grace.
Yeah, no, that's very helpful that there could be multiple sources, but the end of it, it's the suppression of the truth. Mm-hmm. And I believe 1 John says to test the spirits.
Yes.
And one verse that's been helpful to me is in thinking beyond just this one, but I guess Paul told Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control, or a sound mind. And so we know that if we have a spirit of fear, or one that tells us of something that is contrary to the truth, that that is not from him, and that we need to not listen, whether that comes from our flesh, whether that comes from a demon, you know, we need to listen to the, well, as one song put it, the voice of truth, or the spirit of truth that God has poured into us.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Truth, as we talked about on yesterday's broadcast, we will know the truth. The truth will set us free. So if we have that spirit of fear, it's because we're believing some sort of error. Now, why we believed it, like I said, there's different sources, but the fact at some point we believed that we weren't forgiven when Christ indeed says all of our sins have been forgiven.
Yeah.
Or we're not believing that we're truly children of God, that I'm still identified with that sin that I did, 15 years ago or whatever it might be. So we begin believing things about ourselves, about God himself, that don't line up with the truth of the gospel. Peter, for example, he feared the Judaizers. And so once he was eating with the Gentiles, he backed away. Why did he back away? Because he was afraid of those Jewish leaders. And so Paul said he wasn't living in accordance with the gospel. And the reason he wasn't living in accordance with the gospel is because he started acting out on his fear instead of faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Well, praise be to Jesus that we're free and that we're not slaves to that type of thinking. We're not slaves to error, that he has freed us from that and that he has given us the truth. He is the truth. And thank you so much. This has been tremendously helpful. And it's exactly this type of truth that you guys bring 5 days a week that Christians so desperately need to hear about who they truly are in Jesus Christ.
Well, Jeff, thanks for your call. It's awfully nice to hear from you, and look forward to hearing from you again real soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Blessings.
Right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, let's go to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and talk with Roger. Hi, Roger. You're on the line.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Your ministry has been a great help to me and been a great comfort to me, and I follow it. I set aside 3 o'clock here. I try to hear your program each day. It's been a great comfort to me, a great assurance to me. But I was reading 2 Peter 2. It says starting at verse 19, it'd be better if he had never known Christ at all. If he ever goes back, let's him, because my path in Jesus has been close and then wandering off my walk with him. And over my 75 years, the walk has not been always in Jesus. The flesh is myself. I've taken some detours that I'm not, I'm very sorry for and have repented of. Better if he had never known about Christ at all than to learn of him, then afterwards turn back on the holy commandments. that were given to him.
Well, Roger, that certainly is a frightening passage when it comes to the security of the believer if we're not understanding the context of this particular chapter. And I think it's important for us to understand the context. And when you go back to verse 1 of chapter 2 in 2 Peter, it says this, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction." So there, he's talking specifically about false prophets. And they enter into the church and they bring heretical messages in hopes to pull people away from the truth. And he's saying here at the end, you know, what the true proverb says has happened to them. The dog returns to its own vomit, and the sow, after washing herself, returns to wallow in the mire. You can clean up people externally, but at some point their true nature is going to be revealed.
Yeah.
And that's what he's saying here, that the true nature of these false prophets is going to be revealed. So they know the way of righteousness. They've heard, they've been given a knowledge of Jesus Christ, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but
rejected it.
Rejected it. Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like they're the ones that received, and it's on the rocky ground, and you know, some fruit sprung up, some sprigs sprung up, and then when the sun came, it just destroyed it. And so there was never a really planting of the seed of the Word of God into their souls. It was just a surface thing, and so their real nature was revealed. But Roger, as far as you're concerned, you know, you're not promoting a heretical teaching. You're not going into churches and trying to lead people away. You have Christ living in you. Now, because you have Christ living in you, there's a conflict, right? You have the desires of the flesh trying to rear their ugly heads and pull you down your old path. And then you have the desires of the Spirit. And that conflict is in many ways a message from God to you saying, be assured, I'm there. You know, before you were lost, you didn't have the desires of the Spirit. But now, because you're saved, you have the desires of the Spirit. And you can rest for sure in the goodness of God, that when he saved you completely. And he gave to you his very life, which is an indestructible life. So because your life is, you have now received his life, the life that you have is indestructible as well. And that's good news, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's beautiful news.
Yeah. Well, let me do this.
I appreciate you gentlemen so very, very much.
Well, Roger, we appreciate.
And the nice lady that visited with me before she, I told her I was very nervous and I didn't know, but I wanted to hear your response.
Well, let me do this, Roger. We're almost out of time. Let me put you on hold. I'm going to send you some information that can really help underscore what we've talked about here, okay? You hang on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, please remember tomorrow, a very special Independence Day edition of Basic Gospel with Barton Millard of Mercy Me. And remember also, friends, to check out our May-June 2019 visit to Israel and Jordan. Click the banner at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net to get all the information. Registrations have already begun. We hope you'll be one of those who does so very, very quickly. Keep in mind also that if you have a question, that number is available, 844-322-2742. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to be here for that special edition tomorrow on Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.